You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are checking in again here on RNIB Connect Radio with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I hear there are some new blood tests for certain types of cancer, Elizabeth, that are becoming available very soon, if not already available.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Toby. I think one of the newest tests is a blood test that can detect the risk of dementia. Now, you might be thinking, I don't really want to know. But right now, the treatments available tend to work well in early dementia, then become less effective as the disease progresses. The disease-modifying drugs, such as lecanemab or donanemab, they actually target the underlying disease. And because of the decline in effectiveness later on in the disease and some unwanted side effects, currently they're not available in the NHS. But like many new drugs, as time goes on with modifications, eventually we will certainly develop drugs for long-term use in dementia.
So what about the test for prostate cancer then?
Of course, that's in the news just now, as you know, Toby. It's called the PSA test. It's measuring the level of a prostate-specific antigen, PSA. It's a protein produced both in normal cases as well as abnormal prostate glands. Elevated levels can indicate prostate cancer, but also BPH, now that's benign prostatic hypertrophy, that's an enlargement of the gland where urinating, going to the blue can become difficult, and prostatitis, an infection in the gland, that needs to be treated very quickly with antibiotics or in some cases an operation. They're both common conditions in older men, those over 50. I believe the reason there's not widespread screening is because there is a potential for overdiagnosis. Clearly, if you are concerned, then please see your GP. It may be that he or she cautions against it or in fact goes ahead with the test. Please speak to your doctor.
And of course, the bowel test is an important one, isn't it?
If you're between 50 and 74, then you'll automatically be sent the NHS bowel screening kit. And this is a test I urge you to take part in. And if you're older than 74, you can ask for an NHS test to be sent to your home. The fecal immunochemical test, that's FIT, involves taking a small sample of your faeces or poo and sending it to the lab. What they're doing is they're checking for minute amounts of blood, which you can't see. They're looking for cancer or polyps. If after that you are called back, don't worry. Have a talk with your doctor, who'll explain fully why you should attend the follow-up. The important message here is, if there's anything detected, then early intervention means, in most cases, a long, healthy life. I've known lots of patients who survived operations and where their life has literally been saved because they took the test.
Finally, Elizabeth, I know you are very keen for people to keep up their levels of vitamin D. Is there a test for that one too?
Yes, there are tests over the counter, but I generally suggest one from vitamindtest.org.uk, and it's an NHS lab. Generally, GPs will only do the test if there are clear clinical symptoms. The problem with the symptoms, such as tiredness, muscle pain, they can be from a variety of deficiency or disease states. So your GP might not do the test for that reason. They might do another test. There is a private test, as I say, available online. It's vitamindtest.org.uk from an NHS lab. I have some patients that ask me to help them with the test since it involves taking blood with a finger prick test. Some people just don't like to do that. But it's actually very good and it does give you the exact levels of the vitamin D in your blood.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.